Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this very special live edition of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And today we're asking the important question, like, which superhero could you kill?
So, superheroes.
Superheroes.
We know them.
Yeah.
Killing.
Always doing good. We've heard of it. Okay. How do you go about it? Which superhero do you think you could take down as you are now, I'm assuming?
Yeah. Okay. So, and I know me going first and saying this is, it's a real roll of the dice because I would say he's probably not technically a superhero.
That's okay.
In the sense of he is a big truck.
Oh, yeah. Trucks can be superheroes. Fire engines.
He's got
ambulances, not a truck. Carry on.
Oh, now they're a van.
I guess
vans can be heroes.
Vans can be heroes.
Vans aren't trucks.
I reckon, and I'm not just saying this to be a fucking silly.
Yeah.
I honestly think I could kill Optimus Prime pretty easily. So,
look. In truck form or man form?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Well, truck form is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, okay. All right. Fair enough.
Because, and I know that you all live in London, so this is kind of, may not land with all of you, but driving cars, they fuck up by themselves all the time.
Okay.
I have been driving, this is not a fake story. I have driven a car where my car made a loud crunching noise. I pulled over and it turned out the engine had fallen out of it whilst I was driving.
So hang on, is your...
No, wait.
Okay. He's going to drive Optimus till he dies?
I don't know if you killed it. I think old age killed poor Optimus.
I think if you drive Optimus Prime till he dies, you're dying first.
Secondly, so it's not just a one-off because the second car I drove, I was driving. It started making a loud clicking noise. I was like, that's not good. I called roadside assist. They said, don't drive the car. The wheel is no longer attached. If you keep driving, the wheel will fall off.
So are you positing that you killed both those guys?
Yes! And I can do it again.
Question about Optimus.
Yeah.
If you puncture his tires, can he still walk?
Yes, because his tires
are
on his
feet. He has to walk. He can't drive.
Okay.
Yeah, because his tires, if I'm not mistaken, are kind of like on his
shoulders.
Yeah, they become like shoulder. It's like deflating his shoulder pads.
Yeah.
It's
embarrassing. He's
going
to run everywhere. Or he's going to make his wheels legs and walk everywhere like that, like a caterpillar.
Yeah. And also, like, if I'm driving Optimus and he doesn't want to reveal that he is a Transformer, I can just crash him.
What? Can you please tell me the circumstances you've got Optimus in?
Yeah. You are.
He doesn't want to tell you he's a train. Did you just get in him?
Yeah, so you're.
And Optimus is like, shit.
So you've gotten into a truck. You're like, thank my lucky stars, the keys.
Do you know you're killing Optimus?
Or you just hate this truck?
I guess in many ways, the seats over. Okay.
Goodbye. They're from the Cake Fest.
Yeah. I know what's going on down there. There's like a big bowl and there's
really?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Is that right?
You guys made the wrong call. Go downstairs.
Yeah.
We're very easily distracted.
Yeah.
It's on us. That's our fault.
That's okay.
You're telling us to be quiet? No, you're boss.
You're like, hey, you'll be quiet.
I'm ordering.
Guys, shut the fuck up. I need my G&T.
That's fair. That's fair enough.
Bartender, so you're just killing a truck?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think
you're just stealing a truck to drive off a cliff?
Well, or a bridge.
At what point do you think Ultra's like, no, I still gotta maintain the illusion? He's not a fucking toy from Toy Story. He can't just be like,
if you start
hey, mate, I'm fucking off. Can you get out of me?
I'm a guy. I thought you were a truck.
Wrong.
No. And then he shits you out.
I know you're gonna drive me off a bridge. Can you not? And then he'll just just walk away.
Mm.
I think that there is still situations where I could trick Optimus Prime into driving him into situations where he doesn't realize they're dangerous, but I know they're dangerous.
Okay, I'll be Optimus Prime, a truck. I guess, all right, leading Autobots has been a bit of a hassle.
Yeah.
I've kind of had a bit of a break, so I'm just going to go into truck mode and just kind of chill at a truck yard.
But Optimus kind of does do that, does he? Sometimes goes into truck mode for like a holiday. So,
yeah,
he does.
So, like,
okay, you're sure?
No, because like,
I'm Optimus. I'm in a truck yard. I'm having a holiday.
Well, look at fucking the movie. It's not Optimus Prime, but Bumblebee. Kind of a similar thing happens.
Okay,
Sam, Sam Witwicky. I don't know how I remember all this. It's going to go off the rails very quickly.
Yeah.
Sam Witwicky gets given Bumblebee.
Isn't that?
And he just
he buys Bumblebee.
Yeah,
somebody sells Bumblebee.
Yeah, is it a is that a junkyard?
Is there
or
someone in here that likes Transformers?
Like
I'm
the
not
movies or the tunes?
Cozy.
Sam Witwicky. His dad, which means that he was just presumably in.
Well, he was in a used car.
Well, if Bumblebee ends up in used cars, then I can safely assume.
Okay, when are you buying a used truck?
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah. But that's Bumblebee's problem. Optimus Prime is cleverer than that.
Or maybe that's just how they like want a bit of a break from everything.
Yeah. I think getting driven would feel nice.
I've just remembered. I'm pretty sure Bumblebee's got a... I think he got hurt and therefore forgets he's a Transformer or some shit.
I don't know. But Optimus Prime will know what's going on when you get in him.
Okay.
But can you please tell me how you're tricking Optimus Prime?
Once again, I am Optimus in a car yard having a holiday.
Yeah.
And then I say...
And then a random man gets into me.
I'm like, oh, I love this truck. I can't wait to drive it very far.
Okay.
And then...
I'm the guy who sold you the truck. You don't have to tell me that, man.
Once again, I'll...
The truck's yours. Stop. You don't need to sell it.
Thanks so much, man.
That's okay, man.
This is a beautiful truck.
I don't know where this truck came from.
That's cool.
Here's a little secret about this truck. When they just drove into the lot. It's fucking haunted, man.
A haunted truck?
Yeah, anyway, you bought it now.
Yeah. Thanks for the information. Anyway... So I guess, like, if I'm kind enough to Optimus, here's my trick.
Yeah.
Kind to Optimus Prime, but not too kind. I don't want to seem like I'm a hero kind of thing, because then he reveals he's a guy.
Okay.
So you're kind to a truck? What the fuck are you saying?
I'll
you know when
become,
you buy a car,
you
hop in
the car.
And you're like, oh, sweet car.
Yeah, get it all.
Well, I like that Douche's
don't tell my wife, but I'm giving you a sweet smooch.
Douche's existing in this weird space where he does know that Optimus Prime is Optimus Prime, but he also clearly doesn't know that Optimus Prime is Optimus Prime.
I know that Optimus Prime is, consider me like a Megatron spy.
Okay.
I know he's Optimus Prime,
He's strong hands.
I know, because I'm trying to kill him. That's my play.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right, okay.
We'll take a step back so you can understand my motive.
Yeah,
because clearly, I know that Optimus Prime is Optimus Prime, and I know that I want this fucking truck dead. So, my plan is to be kind of like a spy by the truck. So, this is where coincidence comes in, but... Optimus Prime, a man I want to kill, is for sale.
Oh, my God. What are the odds?
You were just going to buy a truck anyway.
Yeah, I was like...
Currently, step one, buy a random truck that happens to be your nemesis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God, is that that truck I hate? Oh, take it.
Step one is, it's not even step one of that plan. Step one, buy a truck. Step two, oh my God, the truck's a guy.
Well, no. Yeah, so, well, step one and step two of, oh my God, the truck's a guy. I already knew.
Yeah, that's true.
I just have to be like, oh, that's a beautiful and red truck.
Are you just going through like, I guess, truck yard to truck yard on the hope that you find this motherfucker?
Yeah.
Well, again, if we just, I sound exhausted by my own plan. So, I know what Optimus Prime is, and I know I must kill him.
Yeah.
He's a red and blue truck, I think.
What's his decal going on?
Yeah.
He's got stars?
He's just driving the wrong truck.
Okay, so you've got a blue and a red truck with stars.
I'm going to kill you, Optimus Prime. Okay. Drive into a river.
Okay. You've got a blue and red truck with cars.
Yeah, with cars. Stars.
Yeah. Now what?
Okay, so... Then I take it to a junkyard and I say,
don't. I know what you're trying to. What do you think? I'm an idiot? Then he eats you.
Yeah. I think in the action of transforming squishes you. You've got a lot of room when the cabinet is in the glass.
I love you driving. You see the construction yard. You're like, is he not going to notice? Does he not know?
Right. Once again, I'll be optimist. Okay. You can be in me. All right, now we're driving to the construction yard. Okay.
Just driving, probably putting on the radio, hoping that distracts him. Yeah, thanks. Take
me home. I mean, I have control of the radio. Oh, maybe I'm playing that. I love that song.
Horrible version of country.
Or is it all in like Optimus's voice? Take me home.
Veer off the road. Strong.
So you veer off the road. I hit the brakes.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a very safe truck to be driving. That's cool.
Keep driving.
Yep. And then I drive back onto the road and I'm like, oh, okay. Interesting.
Yep.
So.
Now what? What now?
Step two.
Step two, step, go on.
Step three, sorry. Step one, buy the truck you hate. Step two, drive the truck you hate.
Yeah.
Step three.
Okay, so. What kills, and I should have looked into this.
What kills Optimus?
What kills Optimus Prime in that animated film that made all the children sad?
Well, Megatron, they do a fight, it's a sweet fight.
Yeah.
They get like a thing. Optimus has like a sweet sword, like an energy sword. Mm. Megatron has like, I think it's a bombing knocker or something. Yeah. It's pretty cool. And he gets him in the
Batman
chest.
Batman v Superman?
Yeah.
Sure.
Like with and then, Doomsday and Superman, same thing kind of happens. Yeah, they both die?
Yeah, actually.
But except Megatron comes back.
Megatron gets fucked up and so they kind of take him up onto like Astro Train. I think it's what, Astro Train?
I think you've asked a bad question.
You have. Anyway.
I'm listening.
So they take Megatron up into space.
Yeah.
And then Starscream, you know Starscream. He's your guy.
He's my guy. Sure. All right.
Yeah. So Starscream is like, oh man, all these fuckers, they're still going to die. And everyone's like, I still function. They're like, nah, you're going to fucking die. So they kick him out.
Yep.
Of the ship, and then they get sucked off by.
Is Optimus Prime already dead at this point?
No, yeah, they get sucked off by Omicron or whatever. He's a big guy.
Is that just telling us the plot of the Transformers movie?
Yeah. Who's the big motherfucker? Yeah.
I don't know.
It's voiced by Orson Welles.
Is it Unicron?
Unicron. Omicron's a thing.
Yeah.
Unicron.
Yeah.
That's a thing. We're not thinking about that.
Yeah. Unicron. Hey, they get sucked off by him, and he turns into like a sweet Galvatron. He's a bit younger.
When does is Optimus Prime dead?
Yeah,
and then we go back to Earth. And Optimus all fucked up, and he's like, "Hey, I'm fucked up." He grabs the Matrix of Leadership, and he's like, "You take it." I think it's Ultra Magnus.
Are we just getting
and
the
Ultra Magnus? Yeah, shut up. Ultra Magnus is like, "I'll take this," and then he fucking drops it. Then Hot Rod picks it up, and it glows her a
Did
bit.
He said
which
there was
is
a transformer called Ultra Magnus.
Yeah. And then Ultra Magnus like, I'll take it for you, Optimus. And he tries to shove it in his chest. He fucks up. He can't do it. But he puts it in there anyway. And then he just dies. He turns gray. It's sad.
I didn't find out how Optimus died in that.
He got hit with a bomby knocker.
Yeah.
I can get a bomby knocker.
Hit with a bomby knocker, engine. And then he gives up his the Matrix of Leadership. You got the touch, JD. Come on. You got the power.
I still think I can crash Optimus Prime. Yeah. After all of that, I am so sure I can crash that truck in a way where he doesn't see it coming.
You kind of talked earlier about tricking him.
Yeah. Mm.
Then your trick was to drive off the road. Do you?
Yeah.
And I am guessing no. Do you have a better trick than that?
Yeah.
Okay, what if? What if I buy the truck?
You've bought the truck.
You bought the truck.
That's not the hard bit.
Okay. What about
you bought the truck?
Wait. Okay. So that's step one.
You're
I buy the truck. I buy it in America. Oh, no, I live in London. I'm buying an 18-wheeler truck to drive around London for some reason.
Uh-huh.
I have to ship it on a plane. Cargo bay.
Yeah.
Optimus Prime would survive falling out of a plane.
Also, he can control his own brakes. I cannot stress this enough.
Yeah, but he can't control the plane's brakes.
I mean, I guess, but you push him off.
Fly the plane straight up. Open the door. Gravity. He can't control gravity.
I mean, he's got fingers. He can grasp.
Then Optimus Prime is given an ultimatum. Because if he grasps on the plane that's flying straight up, he could hurt the pilot.
How did he get the plane to fly? Oh, you're flying the plane.
Okay.
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 Would Optimus Prime risk a human life
Well, my risk is
yours.
I mean, maybe yours, yeah.
I will outsmart this truck.
Okay. All right. What about if you, same situation, like you go into, like, I don't know, a gun store, and you happen to buy a gun that is a guy that hates the truck that's a gun?
That's true. It happened to you with the truck. It can happen again.
I mean, what are the odds? You're like, I pick up this handgun, it turns into a big man. You're like, all right. Whoa. He's like, I hear you hate this truck. I'm like, I do.
That is a pretty good plan. Keep going into stores and buying Transformers. I'll take that stereo that's a guy, thanks.
I'm wondering if you just put the wrong petrol in Optimus Prime. When he died? Because that's a trick. Because you pull into the petrol station.
And he's like,
Optimus Prime is like, fuck yeah, I'm going to get some food or whatever. Then you plug it in. He's like, oh, I don't feel so good.
It's like fucking full of diesel or something.
He's like, I need more. And then you get a regular truck. Then you drive around the corpse of the truck.
Food poisoning killed him. That's actually a good idea.
Yeah. That is actually tricking Optimus Prime.
Hey, buddy, you look hungry. I love my truck. Just let me fill you up with unleaded petrol.
Okay, well, what does Optimus take?
Probably diesel. He's a truck.
Well, he takes Energon.
Hey, buddy, we're just going to pull into this style of fuel. I'll fucking cram you full of Energon, baby. It's cheaper than fuel these days.
Hey,
that's right. I know. Petrol prices.
How much do you reckon he could get in him before he realized what was going on and got up and ran away or whatever?
Hopefully enough to make him sick enough to die.
When you imagine him running away, is he just, it's like he's pissing the petrol? Like he's kind of doing a waddle for some reason. I don't know. That's what
he's
keep imagining.
Coming out of his side.
Well, look, that might damage him. I don't know if it'd kill him.
And then while he's sick and delusional, you're not going to believe this.
When did he become delusional?
While he's sick. Have you ever thought straight when you have food, you're shitting and pissing or whatever?
No.
Then I drive him.
Yeah.
Wait. So, how did you get back?
Off a bridge.
How did you get back in here?
I can catch a truck that's sick.
It's also funny to imagine you being like, he's sick and delusional. Now I can drive him and you get him and he just doesn't work. you poisoned me.
Well, that works anyway. So anyway, I think I did it.
Fine. Okay.
Filled Optimus Prime with the wrong petrol and he died.
So step one is buy a truck. Mm-hmm. Step one, buy a truck. Thank my lucky stars, that truck I hate. Step three, try and drive it off a side of the road. It breaks. Yes. You're like, I got to be more wily. Step four was go fill it up with wrong food.
Well, step four is listen to Jackson, who solves your problem for you.
I call out my good friend Jackson. Hello, Jackson.
Hey, you look. Cool phone.
I'm just.
Hey, man. I'm on the. Just on the phone. You looking to kill a truck, dude?
I fucking hate this truck.
My phone's actually. It's like a microphone in a. I'm actually in a wrestling match right now. That's also my phone.
Thanks for answering my call, even though you're so busy.
That's okay, man. You can't kill a truck? Fill it with bad poison.
That's a great idea. Ding, thanks, man. Let's get ready to rumble! Anyway, enjoy the rest of your shift in the ring, man.
Will do, man. See you around.
I've got a friend wanting to kill a truck. And then, he gets food poisoning and you kill him. Okay.
Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished. You got it.
Okay. Megatron calls me up, gives me 20 bucks, and I'm like, did
okay.
it.
Okay. It seems elaborate.
Yeah.
Clever.
Okay. And very clever.
Witty.
Wily, I would call
big
time. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Very wily.
So you've gone for your own personal hero, a man that is a truck.
Yeah.
And while I think that's like, look, I think you go in a bit like, easy mode there.
Oh,
because
okay.
it's just one guy. See, I reckon I could definitely kill Captain Planet, and I'll chuck in his Planeteers.
Okay. I would all, like, okay, so whoa. You've worded that.
Got some ire from the crowd.
Don't kill Captain Planet. A Canadian superhero, I think.
He's the embodiment of the Earth.
Before we get into this.
Yeah.
Because I got some, adding the planet, they're just teenagers. Killing a teenager is very easy. Anyway, just double checking.
Yeah.
Did Captain Planet air here in London? Okay, so we got shakes.
It got a bit. It was a bit on TV.
Cozy, cozy.
Yeah. It's a Canadian kids show that was also very big in Australia for some reason.
Yeah.
Fill everyone in.
Yeah. So basically, Mother Guy is like, oh, man, we're doing shit, bad shit to Earth.
Yeah.
Everything's getting polluted. Oh, man, they are, it's all bad. I'm going to send out 5 rings to some lads in the world. Earth, fire, wind, water, and, of course, heart.
Yeah.
And with their powers combined, they summon, like, some kind of ghoul or demon.
Okay.
The Earth spirit known as Captain Planet.
Okay,
He has a green mullet. Yeah, that
he has
important.
A green mullet.
He looks
mullet.
Sick as hell.
And yeah. Quite frankly, I love the look. He's got a big yellow circle on mm-hmm. his chest. I assume that's the world. It might be the sun. I don't know.
It's definitely a globe because it has the...
Why is it yellow?
The sun.
Why is his hair green? I don't know.
To represent the grass.
That, I guess, in many ways, is Earth's hair grass.
Yeah. At least it's like maybe like chest hair or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you were to look at Earth as a guy.
Yeah.
I often do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would assume that grass, hair, trees maybe hair.
Yeah.
It's true. Okay. Also, guys usually not spherical.
Yeah.
Well, you got a squint.
Anyway,
please,
Planet.
How are you killing Captain Planet?
Well, first off, okay, I think I'll get to Captain Planet last because I think really the problem with Captain Planet is that, you know, once he has to be summoned, he's all 5 rings to be summoned.
Sure.
So really, it's just about, like, divide and conquer at this point.
Okay.
So if I can just get, like, you know, basically either one of them or all of the other Planeteers to, like, either steal their rings or kill them and take their rings, I reckon I could definitely have a good chance of then, like, either just not even deal with Captain Planet.
Yeah.
Well, then I can summon him myself.
And then kill him yourself.
And then kill him myself.
Yeah, okay.
So I think the few easy ones to do this with is, so the guy who does the Earth ring. He is like a sucker for a honeypot scheme.
Oh, okay.
Every woman that comes by his way, he keeps trying to hit on with the help of Wheeler, and that doesn't go well. So he's very easy to manipulate in that way.
Uh-huh.
So what we got to do is like basically have some kind of like honeypot scheme, and as he's about to get wooed, we get a brick over the head.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Take his ring. That's one down.
In the elegance of the bar or whatever.
Yeah.
You're behind there with a brick.
Yes.
They let you take the brick. Okay, fair enough. Okay.
I would like to say, I mean, much like how if things go wrong with Optimus Primal, I mean, him, he just transforms and I die.
Yeah.
So every member of the Planeteers has a ring that could easily kill you.
Yeah.
Earthquakes.
Yes.
Okay.
So, but like that's like a lot of collateral damage and they're all very good.
Yeah. Do you think that if you hit someone in the head with a brick, they die instantly? You don't think that the Earth guy's like, oh, and then fills your mouth with rocks?
Yeah.
I think, look, you gotta believe in yourself when you swing that brick. And you can get it done with one hit. Or at least,
if he kills you, he'll be like, what was that?
Or again,
why did that happen to me?
You have to kill him at this point. Or again, if he's just like a classic honeypot scam there, while he's in the throes or anything like that, we simply
So you're getting him while he's fucking?
Maybe. Basically,
that's
steal
a grim
that
way
ring.
To go.
Why does take his ring?
Yeah, okay. Well, you can probably take the ring off for fingering or whatever, so that's on the bedside table.
Easily
pick
done.
It up.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. One done.
Yeah, okay, right. One out.
That's one down. And a few of the others, I know that the Bianca, the one who does, like, wind, she's all about hacking, and all I got to do is, like, I mean, kind of maybe, like, some kind of, like, phishing scheme.
How does he know this?
I don't know. Oh. He knew so much about the Transformers earlier, too. How has he ever picked up knowledge? He's never done it.
I don't know. A lot of things got pushed out for this to get, just to stay in.
Okay.
So she's all about, like, you know, hacking and that.
Yeah.
I reckon I could easily get her with a phishing scam, especially if it was something to do with Wheeler, who she loves, but not really, but they have this, like coy thing going on. And so every time, like,
did
he's
ever watch
in
every episode of The Planeteers on the plane or something?
Did Jocelyn eat his phone and downloaded the internet?
So I think if it's something there where it's like, oh, no, Wheeler's in trouble, you should do this, and she clicks a link, and it's like something bad, maybe.
How does,
like,
that make her lose her ring?
I'm figuring it out as I go along.
Oh no, my friend's in trouble.
Yeah.
All right.
And
she
may
loves,
lead her to somewhere
look,
else.
I'll help
yes.
you. She loves computers.
Uh-huh.
You, at one point in your life, very addicted to World of Warcraft.
Uh-huh.
Gift her World of Warcraft.
Wait, no. Thank you. You've helped me out. You've just helped me out.
Gift
no,
her
no,
World
no,
of
no,
Warcraft.
No.
Look,
no,
this is
no,
one
no.
more step. There's
no,
one step. Just let
okay,
me get it
fine.
Out.
Fine.
Give her World of Warcraft. She signs on. Hit her with a brick.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So Bianca, the one about the so there's a lovely special episode of The Planeteers where she gets addicted to a drug, kills her cousin. She gets addicted to a drug. It's called Bliss.
What is happening?
And it was made by like that little vermin guy.
Oh yeah,
yeah, like a little rat boy. Mm. And so she was addicted at one point in her life.
This is a kid's show.
Yeah, they sneak it into her food. And
oh
that's
my god!
She becomes addicted. So I reckon I can do it again.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
I mean, it's not good, but, you know, with killing...
Yeah, 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 we're already killing the Planeteers. Yeah,
that's
okay.
Definitely a second one. Yeah. I think after that, it becomes pretty easy. Like, Wheeler sees what I've done, and he's like, he's all hot-headed, and he doesn't think straight.
Yeah, which
so he will
you're
try.
Fire.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but again, I'm preparing for this.
Uh-huh.
And so maybe I'll just wear, like, an asbestos suit or something.
Okay.
Again, it's a short-term plan, long-term plan.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So once he's, like, full of that, like, you know, venomous rage, I reckon I could kind of get that there.
Uh-huh.
And then I just got to deal with...
Hot?
And Marty and his little monkey.
I don't. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know how much research I did for my answer?
What?
Zero.
Okay.
Also, I'll tell you my research. I thought about it on the toilet.
The only research I did, I read like a Wikipedia article on Captain Planet and I went, that was pretty funny. I haven't even gotten to that bit. This is just shit I know. Anyway.
Okay.
So she's like, he is the one who is a marine biologist.
Uh-huh.
So I think, so she's always going to do something to whenever there's like any sort of animal that maybe is in danger. So I think if I get like a dog.
Uh-huh.
And like maybe throw it into like a moving, like a stream or something like that. She will jump in after it.
Is she uh-huh. water?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
then
she's got the power of water.
Jumping in the stream.
She's making the streams come to you. Yeah.
Point. No, that might drown me.
Yeah. It will.
You're getting drowned.
It will.
But at this point, I'm stealing the rings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Of Mice and Men?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She loves water.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You take it to a lake uh-huh. and you say, hey, look at the water. And in Advice of Men, it's a gun, but it could simply be
a brick.
You hit her in the back of the head with a brick.
You've already used it. You might as well keep going.
I assume you've been hitting them all with bricks.
Yeah.
Then like, the last guy, so Marty, Hart. Mm. So what I love about Hart is that he can be damaged by just impure thoughts.
Oh, no.
Should have opened with that one. Hey, yeah. You should listen to this podcast. Why are you so sick and now dead?
So I reckon we can easily like get rid of that very quickly.
Yeah. You don't even have to bring the brick. Leave the brick at home.
It's a brick night, obviously.
One thing I did find out when researching Captain Planet is that if he's somehow summoned, only like with like each ring gives him certain powers or certain abilities.
Okay.
And the heart ring gives him the power to think. So if you get rid of that one.
So you can summon him without...
It happened a couple times, I think, when the guy had rock and someone else up in space, they couldn't, like, get to him, so he only had the power of three rings.
What, and he had no brain?
No, he had heart. So he could think, and that's about it.
What the
Well, then, this should be a very easy two-step plan.
Yeah. Take
one,
him to space.
Take heart out for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Sit there. Heart get sick and dies. Summon Captain Planet, can't think. Brick.
Captain Planet summons no brain, falls over dead already.
Comes out dead. So now when we're looking at Captain Planet, he does have a lot of weaknesses.
Okay.
So his weaknesses, a lot of it is pollution, like smog and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Liquid pollution is apparently the worst. What is liquid pollution? I don't know.
Shit
I'm
in a
guessing
lake or whatever.
Fuel?
Yeah.
Anyway. I know a guy who sells dirty fuel.
Yeah.
Help me kill a truck I hate.
But one thing I did discover about Captain Planet is that apparently he went back in time and just like the image or like thinking about Adolf Hitler made him very sick. So once again, like bad vibes.
Why did he have to go back in time to think about Hitler?
I don't know.
You can think about Hitler right now. You don't have to.
No, I would.
So you're just going to go up to Captain Planet and be like, hey, man,
I think
World War II. And he's like, ugh.
So it's very easy to, like, I don't know, take down Captain Planet would be just like an A4 poster of Hitler and maybe like a Mein Kampf and just kind of throw it at him.
Alternatively, Joel Zammit and audience, I'm going to explain to you. So we've been in London for about a week and I reckon 4 of those 7 days have been consumed by thinking about this one video we saw on Twitter.
Oh, no.
And this video, we look, It's fucked up, but I think that this video would kill Captain Planet.
It's such a fucked up video.
But it's very funny.
It has consumed us while we've been over here, yeah.
So I went to the bathroom at one point and then came back out to find my two good friends crying with laughter in a pub.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Blick facility.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's happened? And they were like, you need to watch this video.
So to set the scene, someone on Twitter was like, they posted a video of a child going down like a zip line.
Yeah.
This and isn't the fucked up video. This one's
going
fine.
Down a zip line.
It's lovely, honestly.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah. He's going down a zip line and then he just stops and it's like, oh my, what's going on? And the camera pans and what happened?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. There's a sloth.
A sloth on the zip line.
Little sloth.
Can you imagine?
On the zip line. Everyone's like, oh my God, there's sloth. Yeah. And the comment was like, this is like the most craziest
this is
the, video,
yeah,
I've,
craziest
ever
video I've ever seen online. And somebody was like,
somebody had quote tweeted
that and saying, 3 minutes ago, I watched a video where a horse tried to fuck another horse and then got kicked in the head by the horse it was trying to fuck and died.
And us being very curious men went looking for that video and boy, did we find it.
I mean, like, it's hard to paint a picture, but the horse canters around with a big floppy dick.
He's
and there's a
swinging.
Bunch of guys drinking beer just watching.
Which raises a question straight away. Why were these guys watching horses fuck?
We don't know what's going on. And there's a lady horse there, and the horse trots up behind her. She kicks out right center of his head. He drops like a sack of bricks.
But then he also then does, like, a very loud fart. And then shits himself. And then it's dead.
Then
like,
it's just
dead.
In like and a then, second.
Gone.
And then
the
guys,
a lot of the guys, like someone comes over, holding a beer, picks up its face and is like, oh.
Oh, no. Anyway, we can't stop thinking about that video.
And I think that
here.
Video would kill Captain Planet.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
He'd be like, nature went wrong.
Oh, yeah.
He'd just stop. If that can happen.
Oh, Captain America, let me introduce you to the wider internet.
Yeah. The moment he's... Because he was around in
Planet
the 90s. Planet. The moment the internet came in,
oh,
Captain
yeah.
Planet... He's out. He's
oh,
done.
Yeah,
he's
Captain
out
Planet,
enough.
Yeah, he has no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
That poor stop. Man.
I'm really thinking about that horse video this entire show now. Usually something like that is so fucked, but the timing of it is so funny. The horse is trotting around so happy.
He's not the big... It's incredible.
The biggest, floppiest dick.
Yeah.
The next minute, dead.
That's the fucked up thing, man. Death can come for us all at any moment.
Life comes at you pretty
quick and fast,
yeah,
you know? One moment, you're parading around your paddock.
Next
thinking,
minute,
thinking, oh, I'm going to have the best day.
You're kicked in the middle of the head and just shitting and farting. Dead in a field.
And because of the way the horse falls, the asshole is facing the camera.
It's really not a better video on the internet.
So really, I guess Captain Planet to get him into a paddock, and I guess Lady Captain Planet, you can just...
Yeah, oh,
kick
okay.
him in the head.
Have Captain Planet kicked in the head, yeah. Shits and farts. Yeah.
I honestly think, though, that, a bad video from the internet.
Yeah, that would destroy him. Yeah. That's a pretty good plan.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good plan. But also, can I say amateur hour? Can I say I've looked at the clock and the time?
Oh, yeah.
And it's amateur
and it
hour.
Amateur.
Because I could take out every member of the Justice. I have a foolproof plan for each and every one.
Jackson Bailey kills the Justice League.
Jackson Bailey kills the Justice League.
All right. Yeah, okay. Sick.
Let's start with Superman, okay?
The easiest member.
I call this the Kryptonite Kisses Protocol. So I start by pointing out online, maybe a couple of fake articles, some fake news. I'm like, it's fucked up when Superman saves people. He doesn't give him a little kiss on the forehead. What's that about?
Yeah, what the fuck, Superman?
And I put enough articles online that people start to be like, yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah, he saved me from a burning building, but my forehead remains unkissed.
I was saved by Superman, put me on the ground.
Yeah, imagine you
I
just
put
read,
my forehead out.
You've read that article, Superman saves you from a burning building. He leaves and you're like, he didn't kiss me on the forehead. I need a little kiss.
How else am I meant to know I'm safe?
All of a sudden, Superman feels obligated.
Yeah.
He's got to give people little kisses on the forehead when he saves them, okay? I put myself in peril.
Uh-huh. Give what peril are you putting yourself in?
Let's say I'm jumping off overpasses. Into truck beds or onto the tops of family sedans or whatever.
Overpasses.
Yeah.
The
because
plural...
he's got to do it.
I got to do it multiple times if Superman doesn't turn up.
Yeah.
So
I got to keep doing it until he gets there. And the whole time, my forehead, what's it been covered in but delicious poisonous kryptonite?
Okay.
So you're going to keep jumping off bridges onto cars, moving cars.
And, sorry, I should say, before I do this, I alert the news so that everybody's watching Superman. He saves me from falling in front of the car. Everybody's watching, and I'm like, you better give me that little kiss on the forehead, Superman. Superman comes close. He smells the kryptonite or whatever, tastes it in the air, but there's nothing he can do.
Mm. He's got a safe face.
Fucking dead.
On the goddamn ground.
I stand up. I don't know what happened. And I disappear into the crowd onto the next member of the Justice League.
So you're hoping that Superman is so obliged to kiss you on the forehead for the news that he's willing to die for it.
But he doesn't know my fault. He doesn't know until it's too late.
Well, I don't know if you know about this particular storyline, Joel Dusha. Maybe one of, like, I don't know, someone's favorite Superman story is someone is just like, goes up to Superman and slaps him.
This does sound familiar, actually. Has maybe Superman been up like in space? I think it's called the 100-minute war. Kryptonite is back, maybe?
Yeah. So she slaps him. And she's like, my husband died of like a heart attack or a brain tumor
or a brain tumor.
Clearly something that Superman has yet to show that he can cure.
Doctors did an x-ray, but they couldn't see because of skull or something, but your x-ray vision would have seen it.
Exactly.
And then it was inoperable, but your laser vision could have...
If you'd lasered my husband in the brain, maybe he'd still
be
here.
Alive.
Lady, no, he wouldn't.
You've lost touch with the American ways, Superman.
Yeah. And so she slaps him, breaks her hand, and he goes, fuck, you're right, and walks across America.
Exactly.
Superman cares about saving face.
He'll kiss my kryptonite forehead and die like anyone else.
Yeah, an American hero.
We got to move on. There's many more people in the Justice League I need to kill.
Who's next?
Give me someone.
Flash.
Okay.
Easy. Okay, so I got to go to Bizarro World. I lure Flash to Bizarro World, doesn't matter how, because what is Flash? Fast. What is he in Bizarro World? Slow. He becomes the slowest man in the world, and I just slit his neck or whatever.
Doesn't Bizarro World just have a slow Flash? Flash himself remains
quick. No, but
quick.
Everything's reversed in Bizarro World.
But
so if he goes fast, he goes slow.
Yeah.
So if I slit his neck, I slit my neck or whatever. So I have to slit my neck in front of Flash, who's going slow, he dies.
So when Flash got to...
Or I slit the opposite of his neck. His gooch? I don't know.
So you have to stand there.
What's the opposite of slit?
I have to... add more skin.
You have to sew up your gooch.
Flash is like, why did you bring me here? And I'm like, you're dead. His neck slits, he dies. Flash done, took care of him.
Okay. Green Lantern.
Green Lantern. Easy. Green Lantern's in space, right?
Yep. Yeah.
You know what's on Earth?
What, you?
Me and all of his financial details and his life. We cripple him financially from Earth. He can't do anything about it. He's in space.
Uh-huh. How do you financially cripple Green Lantern?
I get into his accounts. I hack in.
Yeah.
I hire top men. And together we hack into Green Lantern's accounts. He comes back from Earth from a space jaunt or whatever. Yeah.
He's goes like, where's to the bank. My money?
Wants to get his money out. He can't. Where's my house? I'm living in it.
Okay.
His entire personal life, I've taken over on Earth. He's distraught. He's sad. And he's got no money, right? Uh-huh. He needs money to live.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So he starts selling things. He pawns his shirt, his pants. Still doesn't have enough money. What's he got left?
Uh-huh.
Green Lantern ring. He pawns the Green Lantern ring. I buy it. I use a giant green fist to squish him like an ant. Should have paid attention to Earth, idiot. That's where you live.
Okay. All right. Let's go.
I want to know.
If you've got any questions about any of these plans, please feel free to ask.
So look, obviously the first two, bulletproof, flawless, hold water. The Green Lantern one, I'm still not 100% sold on, because if he needs money, he has a very rich friend. If he's distraught enough to be selling his shirt and his pants and his Green Lantern ring.
Oh, you talking about Batman?
He's like, hello, Batman.
Oh, Batman, it's your friend, Green Lantern.
Yeah, hello. Sorry, I'm just hosting a wrestling in Gotham.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Okay, well, then let's do Batman. I'll do Batman before Green Lantern.
Okay.
Okay.
I kill Batman. He's a human being. Batman's mortal, so I just shoot him or stab him or whatever. It's not a big deal.
Here's the thing, though. You kill Batman, I reckon Joker's going for you.
I kill Joker. He's just a guy, too.
Yeah, Joker's like a lad. Sometimes maybe Joker's like three lads.
Yeah, well, they're three guys. It doesn't matter. They're mortals.
You're just going to make sure you get enough bullets. Okay?
Yeah. How many guys are there? Four guys and four bullets. Done. Okay. Easy.
And the thing there, though, once Batman's dead, you got the Bat family coming up.
I kill them all.
You
know they're just people as well. Like, they come at me and they're like, you killed Batman, our dad, we're going to kill you. I'm like, are you mortal? Do you have powers?
Yeah.
They're like, well, not really. I'm like, well. Anyway.
What's your power? The daughter of a cop? Oh, no, bang.
Time to cripple Green Lantern financially, I guess. That's my little stopover in Gotham where I had to just kill some people. Oh, Jackson, that's going to be so hard. Kill some people. People die from getting hit by the bus, dude. People die all the time. Of course it's easy to kill Batman.
Exactly.
All right, so go back.
Batman's parents, they were people.
They were people that got shot in an alley. Easy. Done.
Easy. Done.
Green Lantern, he's got no money. He sells the ring. I use the ring. Squish him.
Squish him with a big... Okay, so now I guess you've got the Green Lantern ring, so the rest is...
No, well, I throw that away. I don't need it for
this. Yeah, okay, cool.
Well, the Green Lantern ring, you probably couldn't grab it. It would once that Green Lantern's dead, it'll like fuck off.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, after you crush him with a...
Yeah, and it will not go to me.
Just try and grab it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So you've got...
Okay. All right.
You've got...
We get distracted very easily.
Yeah.
Everyone got distracted.
Do we need to put our keys in a bowl?
It was combined upstairs, downstairs. Have the wildest live show imaginable. We're said intimate.
Full on sucking dick. Just talking around it.
I guess you're male with kryptonite forehead.
This is the weirdest orgy I've ever been to.
That sucks because, like, no one's getting a good time out of it.
Yeah. People that came for a podcast, like, this is not what I wanted.
I met me and the person whose dick I was sucking. Because I'm distracted making jokes, and they're like, yeah, this blowjob sucks. And then eventually they come and I just keep talking. I already got what? Anyway, what?
Okay.
Anyway, moving on.
Wonder Woman.
I got to do Wonder Woman last. Okay. So skip Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Cyborg. I hook him up to my internet search history. I don't visit reputable websites. I'm like, Cyborg, can you just hook into my laptop to fix it or whatever? And he's like, sure.
What have you seen?
Well, I guess you're dead. And then I just push him over onto the next one.
So then you've got Aquaman.
Aquaman, you know what kills things that live in the sea?
Not being in the sea.
Oil spills.
Okay.
Aquaman will be at his weakest when he's covered in oil. So I just make sure there's another Exxon spill while he's around or whatever.
Here's the thing, though. Aquaman, unlike a dolphin or a whale or whatever, can just have a shower.
Well, not if I kill him while he's on the beach.
So you spill oil on him.
So I say, Aquaman, come for a swim or whatever. So he's like, yeah, okay, we go for a swim. Same time, I've paid off the Exxon execs or whatever to crash another ship. The ship crashes. I'm like, oh no, Aquaman, this is crazy. But because I'm from the land, okay, I'm not as affected by the oil spill.
What do you think would happen if you were coated in oil?
Yeah. I would be slower, but I wouldn't be as slow as Aquaman will become. Is unwell.
So you think you, as you are now, swimming in like the deep ocean covered in oil, will be faster than Arthur Curry, a.k.a. Aquaman, who has the power of...
So Aquaman is from where?
The sea.
And what gets damaged by oil in the sea?
Yeah, well, yeah, but here's the thing.
Dolphins and pigeons and stuff.
Okay. But also Aquaman is half a man. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Also half of land.
Yeah, half a man, so half I feel easy
if
to
he,
kill.
Okay. If he gets half affected, like really badly, but I think half of Aquaman is still better than all of you.
By a significant margin.
Like half of Aquaman is worth
maybe 15 of you. Well, then I just stay on the beach.
Okay.
So you say, hey, Aquaman, I bet you should go for a swim.
Aquaman, I heard there was like a sick dolphin in the sea or something. I don't know. Go check it out.
Well, then wouldn't he just
near that Exxon ship? Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
Wouldn't he just stand on the beach and be like, listen and be like, no, there's like I communicate with fish. I'm not sure if you know this.
Sorry, it's a dog.
Yeah.
Did I say dolphin? I meant dog. I was going to say dogfin, but then, dog. It's a dog. So, of course, you can't hear it. Yeah.
Is Aquaman one of the DC heroes that kills people?
I don't know.
I
don't think so.
I don't think so. He seems nice. What if you ate like a dolphin in front of him?
Well, you get upset. No. Because then he'll kill me. Then he'll kill me.
Okay.
That's what will happen. If I'm like, yeah, I'm delicious like, dolphin, he stabs me with a trident in the eyes.
I just wanted to be upset enough that you could kind of like give him something.
But, no. I think the oil spill plan is good.
Yeah, but I don't think it works.
Man, I think also, you need to get him onto like dry land.
How does he breathe?
Oil with his human lips.
Hang on. Why is an oil spill bad for animals?
Because it covers their feathers and scales and shit.
Yeah, which does...
slows them down.
Yeah, and...
that's all, as far as I know.
Breathing, well, which is what kills them. How does Aquaman breathe?
Through his mouth.
Yeah.
Where's the oil? In his mouth. Okay. On the side of the Exxon ship, I set up a little fake kissing booth, okay? And I have it really highly pressurized on the inside of the Exxon ship so that when he goes up to the... It's sort of like a roadrunner fake hole in a wall, fake tunnel sort of situation.
Yeah.
So he goes up to kiss like a sexy mermaid or whatever. And at the same time, I drill a hole from the inside of the Exxon ship. He's oil, filled with oil, dies. Maybe I set him on fire.
I guess, I think he got him there.
Hang on. He's also half a guy.
Exactly. Batman, whole guy, easy to kill. Aquaman, half a guy.
Maybe we just take
half
bullets.
Is easy.
And also, so you're standing in the pressurized oil where you're drilling a hole through. Is that how that's working? Because you stand, you're
I
on
guess
the other
so.
Side.
So you go
and you are
guy? Mortal man.
Yeah,
I am a mortal man. Yeah. So I get sucked through the hole or whatever, but I'll be okay.
Yeah. Martian Manhunter.
Okay, I do
name
the same.
Is Manhunter.
I do the same thing with the internet search history with my brain. Martian Manhunter is a powerful psychic, and I have a powerfully dangerous and wrong brain.
It's
like, hey, can we just psychically link? And he's like, and dies. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So who's left?
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman?
I just make her kill me.
What?
And she's so distraught. She's sick.
So your plan to kill Wonder Woman is to let her kill you and then she's very distraught and dies.
She'd be happy.
Wonder Woman kills all the time.
Yeah, but she'll feel bad about it because
Why?
I wasn't doing
Wonder
anything.
Woman doesn't
if I
see
killed
it.
You, I wouldn't feel bad about it. And she's better than me.
We could pick people at random in the audience and be like, I've got this brick.
Yeah.
He'll be faced the other way. No one will ever know.
In a room full of 70 of our closest friends, 69 other closest friends.
Yeah.
No, everyone will say he slipped.
Yeah.
This
he
is
fell
a freebie.
On the brick.
Okay, I make sure during
I threatened to throw you out the window like 3 or 4 times before you went on stage tonight. We were in this room for 45 minutes.
Well, you've known me for 10 years. That's bound to happen. I've never met Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman has multiple storylines that involve her killing someone and then not feeling bad about it.
Well, yeah, but
also,
she's...
you just killed all her friends.
Yeah.
She broke Maxwell Lord's neck on TV.
Well, she doesn't... I guess maybe I hire her like a vacation. I give her a vacation before I do all this. So she doesn't know what happened. She's on the Bahamas or something.
Okay, so your plan now.
Yep.
So step one, send Wonder Woman.
It's good to hear somebody in the crowd be like, I need to tell him off. And it's such a rare opportunity because he's right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, I'll stop talking if anyone wants to yell
at
him.
Yeah, okay.
There we go.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay, I just...
Dusha, please, you were going through my plan.
So step one, yep. Now all of a sudden, before the murders start, you're like, hey, Wonder Woman.
It's kind of bookended with Wonder Woman, yeah.
Yes. Hey, Wonder Woman.
What's up? You've never met me before.
Okay? I want to send you on a holiday.
You've won a holiday, Wonder Woman. Oh, my God. For something you probably did.
But I didn't answer anything.
Well, I know. It's just a lucky random person.
Are you giving it to Diana or to, like, is it, like, her civilian person or, like, Wonder Woman?
Oh, wait. Either no, or. This might work.
What'd you... Oh, no.
Because if she takes it and she then goes on holiday,
yeah.
And if there's one thing I know about Wonder Woman, she doesn't own a TV.
Yes!
Like, so she won't watch
She'll see
TV,
none of this on the news.
And so she won't watch the news.
Yeah.
The only, time she sees TV is on, like, the back of, like a chair on an airplane.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Like, if she's on the holiday already, she's not seeing that.
And if you think about it, I could probably do this in a day. So,
yeah. Superman's quick. He'll be saving him off the overpass. Superman basically, jump one.
6 a.m.
Oh, no, kisses on the forehead. Yeah. Dead.
6 a.m. Kryptonite forehead.
Yeah. No, but what
quick
happened?
Jaunt over to Bizarro World.
Yep.
To sew up my gooch.
Flash is like,
Flash dies. I'm out of there before he's hit the ground.
Yeah.
I shoot Batman and the Bat Family on the way or whatever because I come out in Gotham, let's say.
Stop for breakfast.
Yeah, stop for breakfast. Just start shooting randomly.
It's around 10 a.m. now. Yeah. Okay? Yeah. Go find Cyborg, internet search history. Go find Martian Manhunter, terrible brain.
Yeah.
While I'm doing this in the background, I'm financially crippling Green Lantern. On my phone. Okay? I've been doing it on my phone
the
whole time.
How?
Apps. I think that's everyone. No, Aquaman, that's maybe in the afternoon when we go for an afternoon swim.
It's when the weather's its best. Hey, Aquaman, let's go for a swim.
Would you like to kiss the side of this truck? I mean boat. He dies, then I go find Wonder Woman on the beach.
Yeah.
And I make her kill me, and she stabs me, and she's so sad, and as I'm sliding down the knife, she's so sad that I can just slit her throat or whatever.
So you're like, hey, Diana, I'm the guy that gave you a free holiday.
Yeah,
now,
did you enjoy it?
You didn't read the terms and conditions. I know you've gone on the holiday. The terms and conditions are you have to kill me.
No, I'm like, can you show me your sword? And she's like, sure. And I'm like, and as I'm sliding down it, I also have a knife. And I go into a foyer or whatever.
So... Hang on, isn't Wonder Woman... Hang on, a knife also is going to bounce off Wonder Woman's head.
I go into her mouth, then.
Her mouth?
It'll bounce off her tongue.
It'll be weaker than her head.
It will be weaker than the head, though. Skull is weaker than tongue.
Yeah, how strong's your skull?
No, skull is stronger than
Sorry.
Tongue.
Yeah, tongue is weaker than
tongue's
skull.
Tongue's weak as hell, skull's strong
but
as hell.
But you think if you stab Wonder Woman in the tongue, that will kill her?
Yeah, well, she's so sad.
You know when, like, a goddess gets sad, she becomes vulnerable to tongue wounds?
Yeah.
So you
it's a classic. Have you read all the Greek, tragedies?
Yeah, yeah.
He hasn't read all the Greek tragedies.
Yeah, that's I can tell.
Yeah.
Do you think she'll still be sad that you're dying after you stab her whilst you're dying?
No, but I just gotta be quick. That's all that means.
Well, you gotta angle up.
Yeah. I gotta do it as fast as I can. And then I catch a plane home and I'm like, great, that was a good day.
I gotta go to the hospital now, but apart from that, whatever.
No, I think I'll heal up. I walk it off and I'm good.
Then tomorrow you're like, well, maybe the Avengers, I guess.
Yeah, it wasn't hard.
Yeah. I'm trying to other Justice League members.
Hawkman?
Hawkman.
What kills hawks? Other hawks?
Yeah.
Oh no, I take Hawkman to the airport. They shoot him. You know how they shoot hawks or whatever at the airport?
Like, well, gotta protect the planes.
Yeah.
Okay,
they shoot Hawkman, Tim Hawk Girl, I guess. Yeah.
The one time I think they got like a biblical angel on their team.
What kills
Sin,
angels?
I guess.
Yeah, snap the halo or whatever. Climb the guy and then. Or sit in the halo like a toilet. I don't know. I'd figure something out.
I'm just trying to. Yeah.
You're foolproof fan.
Yeah, I could kill every single
You being an awful man is really. The Justice League aren't ready
They're
for it.
They're truly not prepared.
Because, like, Joker's like, oh, I've fucking gassed some guy.
I've once again poisoned the water supply. Yeah.
Where
what
Jackson's
now,
like, Batman? I shot four people with a gun and I don't feel bad or care.
Those four people, Batman, Robin, Nightwing, Batgirl. Joker's like, oh, I had a thing with that. Okay, well, yeah, fair enough.
For you, Robin, that was the worst day of your life. For me, didn't think about it twice.
For me,
Robin, I don't know what day it is.
Well, yeah, I guess. I think you've done.
Yeah, I knew. I thought of this all in the toilet as well.
So was this a piss or a shit?
It was a shit. Yeah, it was a shit.
Because you do famously sit down to piss.
I do sit down to piss. Yeah.
But then I guess that's not quite long enough.
I got a woo for that. That's intriguing. It's good to sit down to piss. If you're not sitting down to piss, what are you doing? Why stand?
I guess. What about
give
a
your
lead?
Legs a break?
No, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, we have a lot of our friends very close to us tonight. Mm-hmm. So I think it's best if we ask them who killed who best.
Yeah, I think that's yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Whose plan was the most foolproof?
Yeah.
Shall we say?
Yeah.
Whose plan made the most sense?
Yeah.
Shall we say? Yeah.
Who are you confident could kill the person they picked the best?
Exactly.
If you're like, hey, I hate Optimus Prime, or hey, I hate Captain Planet of the Planeteers, or hey, I hate the Justice League. Do you think you could hire us to do that?
Yeah.
The best way for us to figure this out is a vote, and usually we'd be like, well, other podcasts or other live acts or bands or whatever, like, yeah, cheer or whatever. Nice. Too hard to tell because you can cheer multiple times.
Yeah, no.
You will get one clap to vote. So the way this will work, and I can't remember if we did this last time we were in London, maybe not. It's been a while.
Getting some nods, maybe some disappointed nods, but getting some nods.
Good.
The way this works is we will say, so I'll go first because I was the first one to speak. Like, if you think that I could kill Optimus Prime better than Zamet could kill Captain Planet or Jackson could kill the Justice League, you'd clap. And so we're like 3, 2, 1, clap, and you'd do this.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
One clap.
Do we need a practice?
We'll do we practice, need a practice clap?
We never used to do practice, but people kept fucking it up.
Somehow people don't know how to clap. So is it worth doing one practice
clap? All right.
Clap?
So on the count of three, I need you all to do one clap. So, well, actually, the count of three. Yeah, count of three
you're
is right.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. What do we want?
This is how
three.
People fuck it up.
Should we go 1, 2, 3 clap or 3, 2, 1
I'm
clap?
3, 2, 1 clap.
Yeah, I'm almost a fan of countdown.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1 Perfect.
Beautiful. That's the vote. You did it.
And this is an intimate show and I can see all of you. The lights barely dim.
Yeah.
If I see any, I also can stand up.
That's
because
true.
There's no cord on this microphone.
That is good.
I'm unchained.
I'm sitting
if
down.
If I
again.
See any of you clap twice, I swear to fucking God. All right. So I'm going to sit back down. That was your warning. So, we'll start with me, I guess.
Yeah. Who thinks that Joel Dusha
could easily kill
Optimus Prime. Prime with that beautiful, beautiful plan.
With my flawless water airtight
four-step plan, I think.
Yeah. So 3, 2, 1
Oh.
Okay.
We've had zero claps before, so
look, you know what, JD? I'm calling that a win.
That's a win for you.
Yeah. I'm pretty confident.
Who thinks that my plan to take down Captain Planet and his planeteers?
Three, two, one.
Whoa!
All right.
Now, Vic, before we get to Jackson, bonus clap. Who knew who Captain Planet was before tonight? 3, 2, 1
We harmonized.
Okay. Yeah.
No, we didn't.
And now, finally.
Yeah.
Who thinks?
Yeah. You don't want to see the carnage, I guess.
Scared of the deafening clap.
Yeah.
Rushing to the windows to shut them, maybe? Think about the people in the streets.
Jackson's foolproof plan
to kill the Justice League. 3, 2, 1 Oh, you thought you were going to win, but the crowd turned on you. That was a little clap. Fuck you. You were so confident.
I was the smuggest piece of shit I've ever seen.
Well, no, my confidence was shook a bit when Zamet got so many claps, and I was like, there's only so many claps in this world.
Okay, final one to see what's going on. Who here thinks that none of our plans were very good?
Okay, so, and obviously you've all clapped at this point, so you can, we're recharging your claps. You get another clap now.
Yeah.
So who thinks that we couldn't kill any of the people we mentioned and that we're all full of shit and you've decided that after tonight, maybe Paul Mendes does another podcast for you.
Yeah.
We haven't lived up to expectations at all and intimate shows are a bad idea.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't enough people.
Yeah. I think I came. I thought I was going to come second.
Yeah,
I
you came first. First. You came first. You won.
Joel
Salmon
won.
That's so rare.
You guys were here for a rare moment in Plumbing the Destiny history where Joel Salmon came up on top and Jackson Bailey eats shit.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we fuck you, Jackson.
Talk about two of my favorite things, Captain Planet and the Transformers. Now, let me tell you why Scott Summers is a great.
No.
Enough of that.
In fact, on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
And we've been Plumbing the Death Star.
In London.
Good night.
So long.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.